Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael. One moment while I get my song on and wait on my calls. Here we go.
Royalty. Royalty. Powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
One moment while I get my co-host on the line. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you on this first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread? Are you there? Brother Donia, we can't hear you. Your phone might be on mute. I don't know where he is. Shalom, shalom. Let me open up Sister Sela. Sister Sela, are you there? Shalom, shalom. How is everybody today? Uh-oh, everybody's phone on mute. Let me put her phone back on mute. It sounds like she in the car. Shalom, shalom. Well, you know what? It's the first. It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Happy to be here. We probably won't be here the whole show, but just be here to, you know, touch base and say shalom, shalom to everybody, because we're supposed to have a holy convocation. And I'm excited about that. I think the Passover went very, very well. Brother Donnie, are you there yet? Because we can't hear you still. Hopefully you'll be coming on in. It's just amazing how the holidays, the high holy days, are, have a significant meaning. And, you know, we just been doing them. And it's a blessing. It is truly a blessing to be able to do them. You know, coming together and spending time with each other and talking about the Most High and getting excited about our exodus out of here. And it's just amazing. I'm just amazed at how he just took the simple thing and just had us to the point we were just in awe, you know, with the Passover and everything. I'm still talking about that Passover because I really, really enjoyed myself. You know, it's something about when you do it right. When you do it right, it has a different meaning to it. Let me get him on the line. I think he's back. Brother Donnie, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Okay. I just had to go out and come back in, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how is your high holy day going?
So far, so good. I'm having a ball. I'm enjoying it. You know, it's always a blessing to be able to do at least one of the high holy days that's recognized.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's true. It's been a blessing for me. I had one of my old Hebrew brothers call me yesterday. He was like, "We going up to celebrate the Passover tonight. Do you and Malcolm want to go?" I said, "We already celebrated the Passover." I told him, I said, "We did it in our homes." And he was like, "Oh, wow." You know.
Well, everybody's something when everybody celebrates it differently. They, you know, they read the scriptures to where, you know, the way they've been taught to read it. And, you know, so like I tried to convey is that, see, those things were set up in ancient times, you understand? And, you know, we're out of sync, you understand? And so we, you know, California might do it in a different way. In Jerusalem, they do it on a different time, you know. So everybody, you know, but I think it's about the heart, see, the willingness to be able to be willing to set aside this particular day. You understand? Whatever you profess to claim that day, I think that it will be recognized in the Almighty. You understand? Because you have the heart to do it.
That's true.
That's just my opinion. You understand? Don't quote me. You understand? You know, do it the way you think is going to be appealing to the Almighty. Because what we have to do is we have to do everything that's pleasing in the eyes of the Almighty in order to get favored.
That's true. That is very, very true. You know, so I think that it's a blessing, you know, to be able to do this and to have the moment, you know, to be able to conversate with each other. And, you know, because we're making an effort. And the Most High has to be okay with us making an effort, you know, because like I told the one brother, you know, when I was talking to him the other day, I said, you know, we have to come together and do this the best that we can, you know, and at least we're putting forth an effort to do it the best way we can. But until we get in the land, none of us are going to do it all on the same day exact. It's just not going to happen.
That's correct. I believe that, you understand, because we scattered all over the place. Just everybody reads the scriptures differently. That's because of what they've been taught, you understand? So, you understand, we're not going to see when the Almighty calls us back to the homeland and he reveals to us, you know, it's going to be pretty much like it was done in ancient times. The Almighty came to us in a cloud of the fiery, smoky, you understand, and he revealed and he called on us and he called us out, you understand, and, you know, and he's going to reveal to us what is necessary. Remember, at that particular time, he wrote the laws, statutes, ordinances, and commandments on, on some tablets, you understand, so that we would remember, you understand?
Yeah.
And in the course of him writing the scriptures, you understand, the laws, you understand, each one of those laws is descriptive. It's written on, you know, if you read in the scriptures, it says, thou shalt not steal, but then it tells you what you can do and how what stealing is, you understand? You know, but,
yeah.
You know, so, you understand, that's, you know, when he calls us back into that wilderness area and he conveys that stuff, it's going to be pretty much the same way. We don't know exactly, you understand, because, you understand, remember now, we're a vast amount of people now, you understand? That 600,000 people that came out of Egypt at that particular time then multiplied. You understand?
That's
you
true.
Know, even though it's going to be a remnant, it's still
That's
a multiply. And so, you understand, it's going to be, you know, to remember now, this is his job that he's going to do. He's going to call us back unto the land. And I mean, even though it's his job, but there's a method to his madness.
That's true. That is so very, very true. That is so very true.
It's not going to be no magical, mystical moment, and then we're going to levitate back into the land. It's going to be how he perceived it and how he puts it together is on him. Remember now, he created everything. Remember, he created everything. Now, a whole lot of brothers and sisters say this earth has been in place, you understand, for hundreds of thousands of years. That it was a process that he created.
That's true.
All these things
that
just
is.
Didn't happen. It, you know, we want to say the Big Bang Theory. Whose theory is that?
I don't know.
You know, it was a process of things that had to happen. Things preceded other things to make this happen, to make it all get to the point, this point right here, where we at this particular time. There was a lot of stuff that went through, you understand? The method, the methodology, that he put everything together and how he did it, you understand what I'm saying? It took, in his eyes, it only took a second. You understand, but in humans' eyes, it was a process of things that had to happen.
That's true, Brother Donnell. You are absolutely right. I'm telling you, you are absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, one other thing, you understand? See, the laws and statutes and commandments that he commanded us to do, that was for us to live by. You understand? If we do those things, you understand, and live in harmony with one another, you understand, we will live and not die. And that does not mean that we're going to live forever. That means that our generation, the children that we born, that we bring forth, they teach it to their children, and they live on. Remember now, he gave us 120 years that we could live. If we eat properly, you understand, that diet that he gave us, you understand, the moral laws, you understand, the spiritual laws. If we keep those things, we live to be 120.
That's true. That is so true. It is the truth anyway. It's a blessing, I tell you. We're going to get there, though. We definitely going to get there. We are definitely going to get there, for sure. Hallelujah. We're making our way. Slowly but surely, we're making our way.
That's why you hear me say, you know, it's not a magical, mystical moment, because I want us to get that out of our heads. You understand? There's a process here that got to go on. You understand? Remember, he said 400 years. Guess what? That we got to go through every day of it. The process goes
That's
on
true.
Until that ends.
That's true. That is so true. It's just a miracle. I'll tell you, I'm just excited about it all. I mean, I'm glad that everybody took the time out of their day to show up, and it's a blessing that you guys are even here. you know, that we had an opportunity to do this. For you all who missed the Passover, you missed a beautiful event. It was absolutely beautiful. This is our Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we just wanted to take the time today to kind of have a holy convocation and come together and, you know, talk about the High Holy Day, this one in particular. If anybody want to push one, please feel free to do so, you know, so that we can kind of talk a little bit. Or if you don't have anything to say, you know, I just think that we're on the right track and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. I know one thing, I can honestly say that the numbers to Blog Talk has doubled.
Hey. That is correct.
They have doubled since we went on YouTube. The numbers have doubled. The class numbers have doubled.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, the people are listening. They're coming. You know, somebody told me they had been listening to us for a year. I'm like, wow, really? You know, I didn't even know. You know, but the people are beginning to understand. They're beginning to want to know more. You know, people are emailing us constantly all week long. You know, I want to be a part of the class. What do I need to do to be a part of the classes? This is how we build ourselves. You know, we're a little bit different from everybody else. We're a little bit more unique than everybody else. Not saying that we're better, because we all struggling to do this together. You know, everybody's doing the best they can, waiting on the Most High to make a clear understanding to everything. Everybody's trying to do something. You know, within our people, and we just doing everything we know how to do. You know, but I just want to commend everybody for making an effort, and all of you all who are with us every week. You come on this radio show every week. We just want to say thank you. You know, we appreciate all that you're doing to support us on the show. You know, and just hang in there, because the more you learn, the more you're going to feel comfortable with stepping out there. You know.
Somebody that pressed one. I don't know who that is.
Oh, they did? Let me see. Who is it? Let me see. Oh, that's Sister Lavia. Let's open up her mic. Shalom,
shalom,
Lavia.
Shalom, shalom. I just wanted to chime in and let everybody know, you know, I'm enjoying the High Holy Days. I feel good being a part of it, being a part of the Nation of Yehuda. You know, having some kind of insight as to how all of this is supposed to go. And, you know, now I think that the way that we did it, according to the best the way that we could, you know, I feel good about it. I feel good to know that I'm participating in observing the High Holy Days as the Most High expected us to do. You know, it just feels wonderful. It feels good, because now I'm at a point where I'm looking at everything differently and you know, we always look at everything differently, but I think when you observe the High Holy Days and you really start partaking a part of it, you see things even more so, and you understand things even more in depth. You know, so I'm looking forward to see how things transpire, you know, and things come about with us doing so. And I thank you for being there and, you know, doing such a feat, because it's not an easy feat, but, you know, I'm glad that we were able to partake of it all together and share and you know, get some kind of insight as to what our ancestors went through, because, you know, it's nothing easy. It wasn't anything easy to think about how that night went, and, you know, knowing that they were going to leave that next morning. And, you know, I really took it to heart. I really did. So, you know, I thank you, and I thank everybody for being there for us to partake of it all together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And didn't it affect you emotionally to have to put yourself there and how they felt?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, I'm even thinking about it. I think every day I'm going to think about it, because every day I'm constantly reminding myself, oh, I can't have the leaven, you know, and you know, how I'm having to redirect myself and thinking about, you know, the choices they had at that time frame and what was on their minds. And, yeah, it's kind of like history repeating itself in a sense of you get some kind of idea, small inkling of an idea of what they went through. Small,
yeah.
Very small, but you get an idea of, you know, without everything wasn't readily available. you know, things weren't, you know, you had to kind of wait and wait on the Most High to direct your path, you know. So it's an interesting journey. You know, I'm enjoying it. I have to say it's a beautiful journey being a Hebrew Israelite because, you know, now that you understand who you are and whose you are, everything, your whole vision and everything that you see just broadens so much more spectacular. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole mannerism changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
And you even become a little more humble, you understand? You start recognizing and understanding people's differences. You know, when they have differences, you understand. You don't have to argue with them, you understand, because they're going to have them differences. You understand? If you don't play into that argument, you understand what I'm saying? Then they're going to look at you differently, you know, and they're going to wonder why, you understand? And you can tell them, listen, man, I observe the laws, the statutes, and ordinances, and commandments, and I understand that you understand what you understand, but I get peace. I'm at peace with myself, you understand? So I don't have to play into your
I think the part about understanding the fact that the laws are written for us and separating yourself, taking yourself out of the equation of what everybody else is doing. And, you know, when you really begin to take that on, you not only see from the biblical standpoint of what's written in the Bible of how he wrote that just for his people, but you look at everything within your view totally different, you know, the way that they act, the heathens, and you can really, it's more expounded upon the way that they act as opposed to why we are supposed to be a holy people and taking ourselves out of the equation. Now we can start moving in that direction because now we can take on the aspect of being who the Most High created us to be. So now it's a beautiful thing because now you can see where we have to do things totally different, and we're a nation, and we're coming back into – we're a nation in exile, and we're coming back into who we are, and we get ready to come to the end. All of that makes sense now. You know, now that you start putting it together, it makes total sense because now you it's okay if they want to observe Easter. That's their pagan holiday. That's for them. That's
right.
Not for us.
That's
right.
And then when you start going down the list of things on you know, that's their Jesus. That's not who we observe, you know. So it's, you know, when you start taking yourself out of the equation, everything, the pieces start fitting together a lot better, you know. So it's not so strenuous in thinking that you have to go out and bankrupt yourself trying to keep up with their holidays when they're not for us in the first place.
That is correct. Hallelujah.
That is sure enough the truth. And it gives you a peace of mind, don't it?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You get a peace of mind. You don't argue with people. You like, well, whatever. If that's what you want to do, you do whatever you want to do. But I'm not getting involved in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
No.
I mean, you don't have to get no sweaty. You don't have to blow off the top of your head trying to explain to them. You understand? And how they, you know,
nope.
You have to just allow them to be who they are. If that's what you want to do, have at it. You understand? I you know, and what got me to this point is that we observed, when we first got here, we took on all of these different understandings, all of these deities, Christianity included, Muslim, I mean, the Quran and Torah and the Muslim understanding, all of these deities we took on. None of them got us any place. We still at the end of this captive state. We at the end.
That's,
understand?
That's true.
But they played a part now. Don't get me wrong. They played a part to the point where, you understand, they sustained our living till this particular point right here. Now it's the Almighty. Now a house will never be established unless the Almighty is involved. That's what it's all about. And we have to understand that. You understand? Now it's the Almighty taking charge. You understand? He's bringing his people back. You understand? I was listening to some brothers. They They going round and around with the Egyptology. You understand? Who was first and what's this about? And they had this and they brought up the calendar is all about. I mean, we observe it to be the calendar, but they the ones that put it off. Man, it does. That don't even matter. It doesn't. You understand? Because what happens is that we all are in captivity. So whether they had created this and we got that from them and this and that, we in captivity. The end of matters is getting ready to show up. So if you right, hallelujah, we might be going as the Egyptians. But if you wrong, you understand, then you might be going, you might have to take on the ways that the Almighty had ordained us to go. You understand? It's not, you know, it's not who's right or who's wrong. It's what the Almighty had put in place and how he's going to conduct things and put things in place. And we can see these things going, you know, manifesting right before our eyes. You understand? You know, they're getting ready to do something in Syria. But you know what it reads in the scripture? Damascus got to fall.
That's
the capital of Syria.
Uh-huh.
That's got to fall. It reads that in the scriptures. And now this wasn't written in there yesterday or 400 years ago. It was written in there thousands of years ago. So we can
That's
see
right.
it unfolding right before our eyes. Now, whether it's Egyptology or whatever they call it, you understand? I don't think so. You understand? But we know that the Almighty had ordained these things to happen. He made a decree that shall not be transgressed. And what they try to do is spin it all kinds of ways to fit their narrative. You understand? But it's not working. Damascus got to fall. Right before our eyes, I'm telling you. I think that's in Zechariah 14:14. I think it's talking about the Master of the Fall. It's a powerful thing that's happening right before our eyes.
That's right. And I hope that the people will, you know, because a lot of people are, well, what am I supposed to do for Easter? And what about the family coming over and all of that jazz? But when we start realizing who we are and how these high holidays are set up, I mean, the Feast of Unleavened Bread is a perfect time to have your family members over.
That's correct.
And even learning how to partake of the Passover is perfect time to, you know, come into new understanding as to how we are supposed to do this.
Absolutely. Read the people of the book, you understand? If you take your time and read that book from the beginning to the end, whatever you perceive to be the end is, you understand? But read the book from the beginning, you understand? And go through that book, you understand? You'll find out who them peoples really are.
Yeah, that's true. That's crucial.
You can see the confusion that this society has manifested throughout all the 100 years, you understand, of mass confusion, you understand, and it's so ironic here because, you understand, we couldn't see it before, but as soon as that computer age came in, you're able to see a lot more things that was already there. We just couldn't see it because we wasn't privileged to that knowledge. And the Almighty said, in the latter days, knowledge shall be increased. And here we are, you understand, being able to see things, you understand, as they manifest right before our eyes.
That's true. It's powerful, you know, and it's what is so, you know, what's so powerful is the Most High is putting them against each other. The same nations that came up against us, he's putting them against each other.
That's absolutely correct. There's that in Enoch. Enoch said that the Almighty told him, he said, go and get Michael and Gabriel, you understand, or one of them two, he said, man, and have them nations put themselves, pit them, them nations against one another so that they can wipe each other out. That's what it says in Enoch. No, in Enoch?
Yep.
Yeah, Enoch.
That's true. Yeah, that's Enoch. You right.
You understand?
Right.
And that's what's happening right now today. You understand? What's his name?
That's very true, brother.
Yeah, what's his name? Trump got these ships in the Korean Peninsula, I think it is. You understand? Anyway, you understand? The North Korean guy, or whatever his name is, you understand? He said if they make any kind of more moves towards in that peninsula, you understand, he's going to let one fly. You understand? They were talking, just can't get at his arsenal, you understand, because it's so deep down into them caves, you understand what I'm saying? It'll take months and weeks. It'll take months and years for them to be able to get down in there to destroy his arsenal. Meanwhile, you understand, he's letting them fly. You understand, the ones that, oh, it's getting ready to get real ugly. You understand?
I mean, we got North Korea, we got China, we got Russia, United States, everybody getting in on it. I don't even know what happened overnight. It's just like all of a sudden, one day everything was fine, the next day we bombing Syria. All of a sudden, we gone to North Korea. I'm like, you know, ain't nothing but the Most High. It's time.
Absolutely correct. So you got Iran and Russia is buddies. China, you understand, is buddies with Russia. You understand? China's not gonna go up against North Korea, you understand, because all of those people is connected. China, North Korea, Japan, all of those people, man, is Orientals. You understand? You know, again, and they want to go against one another for America's sake? Oh, no, that ain't going to happen. Then they got America with that's hooked up with Britain and France, you understand, and Australia, you understand. They make up their own little thing, their own little clique, you understand. And trust me, man, China and Korea and Japan and all those other nations, they're not gonna go against themselves for America. America bombed China. Didn't they bomb China, Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Do you think that they got over that? Not at all. They using another...
Everybody got a part to play.
Huh? Yeah. They using another tactic. And see, we don't have a dog in this fight. All we got to do is gather ourselves mentally and physically and morally, you understand, and wait on the Almighty to give us some instruction. We don't have a dog in this fight. Not at all, you understand?
Yeah, and as we get close to that 400-year mark, it's going to be blatantly apparent that we don't have a dog in this fight.
Yeah.
These people are going to start waking up.
It's correct.
It's crucial.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is some crucial stuff going on right there, boy. That makes you be nervous. That really is. I mean, we know it's got to happen, but look at what the Most High is doing. I mean, we basically watching them go after each other.
That is correct. Right before our eyes. Right in our face. He said that he was going... Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
He said that he was going to bring us out from the four corners of the earth, from the north, you understand, and right before our eyes, he's gonna make this stuff happen. Right before
he's doing it too. And he is doing it, Brother Donnell. He is doing it. I'm serious.
I mean, we can say that this is, you know, we can look at this, you know, I don't know how anybody else could not see what's going on. You understand? You know, I mean, if they really want to see, they could see exactly what how this stuff is playing out. I'm talking about, man, it's just so prevailing right in front of your face. You can see what's going on, and I'm talking about they got war words right now. You understand? Trump talking about don't they make no move, and Korea talking about if they make a move. You understand? That's like, you know, years ago when you say knock this off of off his shoulder.
That's terrible. You know, it is almost like that, though. I mean, seriously, but guess what? It's all right till Iran get in it, because once Iran get in it, that's the game changer right there. I'm telling you, that's the one you need to look for, because the moment Iran step up to the plate and jump in the game has changed dramatically. I'm telling you, that's going to be the key to get us up out of here.
Yeah. Well, we know that the Almighty said, he said, Jacob shall be saved out of it. So I'm not
out of it.
I'm not worried at all. You understand? I just got to get my physical together.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Me too, Brother Donnie. I was like, oh, it's time to get this in check. Because we don't know how far we're going to have to walk. We don't know what we're going to have to do. We just don't know.
Yeah. But that the Almighty going to do everything that he said he going to do. He said that Jacob will be saved out of it. He said, I will never make an end to you. Never make an end to us. You understand? We are the apple of his eye, his inheritance. You understand? He is our God, and we are his people. This is what he said on several occasions through the prophets. You understand, that he would never make an end to us. So I got to bank on that, because I ain't seen nobody else try to. I mean, what has anybody else done to get us out this mess that we're in?
That's true.
We've been in this captive state since 70 A.D.
That's true.
Excuse me.
That is the truth, Brother Donnell. That is so true.
Excuse me, yeah. You understand? And you know what? He said he was going to go into captivity for 400 years. And the 400 years means that we have to learn something in them 400 years. We have to understand what our forefathers did and what we are doing today to keep us stagnated. You understand? Not being able to move. We're so afraid of one another, you understand, that... that brings about, you know, this point that I was saying, talking to a brother. I was telling him that that's coward stuff, man, when we drive by shooting. You understand? We used to box the hell out of one another, you understand, and then go buy some wine together. You understand what I'm saying? After the fight. But today, they jump in the car and drive by shooting and kill everybody, children, men, women, and that's coward stuff.
That's true. That is the truth.
We used to be able to confront our foe. You understand? Now, man, this got way too. It had to get like this, though, sister. It had to go like this in order to fulfill what was written in Deuteronomy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Our brothers supposed to, you know, have enmity between one another. You understand? Father against the wife, and the wife against the father, and the son against the son, and daughter, and daughter against the son. You understand what I'm saying? This had to happen. It couldn't go no other way. You understand what I'm saying? And so, because the punishment has been so prevailing, you understand, it's because, you know, things had to precede other things, you understand, you know, and like we're talking about Christianity and Buddhism and Islam and all of that stuff, they couldn't have got they could only hold on to that thing for a little while. Remember, they had the Muslims had a real lock on this thing at one time. You understand? They was feeding the hungry. They was they had stoves. Man, guess what happened? You understand? It fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? What's his name? Farrakhan can't even, you know, I mean, you understand? I mean, he still gets a lot of people at his rallies and you know, what's his name? But there's nothing, there's no plan. There's no, you know, what's the plan?
Right, that's true, Brother Donia, that's true. Well, you know, they say he was a Mason anyway. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't make a difference what they are, this and that and another. They have to look at it for what it is. It fell apart. It ain't nothing. They had, ooh, man, the stuff that they put out on them folks, man, and their lieutenants and everybody, you understand, just fell all apart. You understand? I mean, they tried to hold it together. They tried to hold it together. Just like the Christian stuff, it's all falling apart. You understand? People was coming out of there in groves. You understand? I mean, the only reason that they don't leave that in groves, like I said, you understand, is because they ain't got no place else to go. They don't see no other
way. Oh, okay.
But there ain't no way they can continuously believe a lie. Not in these days and times. It's just that they don't have a place that they can go to call home. You understand? I think you might have mentioned that one of the sisters came out of there and she's been saving her tithe and she want to give her tithe to you. You understand?
Yes, she did. I was like, no, mm-mm, we don't want no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? Because they don't have no. They've been so accustomed to doing these things. You understand? You know, and when they find out it's a lie. You understand? They still stuck on it because they don't see and have anything that they can. But it's all gonna turn around, sister. We got 2.5 more years, 28 more months, sister Levere. You understand? You know? You understand? It'll become blatantly apparent in a little while. You understand? In them few little years, they'll know who the true and living Elohim is. All of those guys are talking about how Egyptology, Egypt fell before, you understand, long before, you understand, Israel was building a nation at that particular time, but Egypt fell. Who run Egypt now? The Arab.
Told you.
So all that you're talking means nothing. On top of that, the reason why Egypt fell because it was a heathenistic place. They ate everything and did everything.
Yeah.
You know, when they have them little debates, you understand, they don't tell the truth. Egypt fell. Who won Egypt now? The Arab.
Yep.
You understand? And does it? Where does it say anywhere? You understand? I don't never hear them say, "Well, we got a plan. Egypt got a plan. We going back to our place." It don't say. They don't never say that, cause they don't have no plan. They want to talk about how Egypt was the microcosm of everything. And do you have a plan?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Those that's in Egyptology, I mean, what is the plan? What they're supposed to be doing?
Okay.
They don't have no plan either, I don't think.
Okay. At least in the scriptures, it gives us the Almighty says, man, he's going to bring us back to the wilderness. He's going to purge out all the rebels from amongst us. And then we're going to have to go under that rod, you understand, and be refined as gold and silver is refined, you understand, so that we can get rid of all of those indiscretions. What is their plan?
know
they
that's right.
They never talk about no plan. All they talk about is they were just a microcosm of everything. Okay. What's
guess
your
what? They're going to beat you on the boat. They'll beat on the boat before you get to the boat. I promise you that.
All right. That's what I said. I said, man, they're going to get on the boat. And when we get to the other side, they go their way and we go ours. Because the Almighty already ordained. He said that he got a place of safety for us. Ain't that what he said?
That's what he said. That's what
that's
I
what
trust him to do. That's exactly what he said.
Okay. You understand? What is their plan? Now, I mean, once you hit that other side and you go on about your business and we go about ours, you understand, we'll see. Because it also reads that righteousness shall spring from Jerusalem to the four corners of the earth like a wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, in the scriptures. You understand,
mm-hmm.
man? You know, they talking about our scriptures, you know, outdated, it ain't right. Or blah, blah. We got, there's a plan in our scriptures. What is yours saying? What is yours?
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they don't need me at the conference. I mean, they little debates because I'm going to tell it.
I ain't mad at you, Brother Donnie. I go on and tell it.
I can't, and I love them. I'm telling you. Because they don't know that they Hebrew Israel. 88% of the people that was brought from Africa, from so-called Africa, you understand, was Hebrew Israelites. So if you say you Egyptians, you need to check your bloodline.
That's right.
That's crucial.
You hear them, you know, they just take on this understanding, man, because it gives them something to say. That's what I believe, because they don't have no plan. I ain't heard them one time they tell me that they got a plan. I swear I haven't heard it. Buddhas, Christian got a plan that they're going to be
swooped up off the earth.
Levitated out of this mess. Okay. We'll see.
But you say, okay, we'll see. And we guess what? We coming down to the wire now. I'm telling you, because it's getting there. We almost there now, for real. It's kind of scary. It's like, boy, look at all this stuff happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, it's scary, man, you know, but we got to have faith. We got to have that faith to know that what the Almighty said. And we need to get more closer to the Almighty by relinquishing some of those bad habits, those indiscretions, you understand, and those little things that we think that the Almighty don't see, because they lead to be stumbling blocks down the road. So we got to get rid of them things. You understand what I'm saying? We got to trust in the Almighty with all our heart and soul and be ready to go. You understand? We got to be able to say, this big screen TV that I got, I'm going to have to leave this bad boy. You understand what I'm saying? Because it ain't going to do us no good. You understand? You know, it becomes
because they're going to come take it. Once the stuff hits the fan, they're going to take all that stuff anyway. They're going to take it anyway. You're not going to get to keep it no way. So the very thing that's going to hold you there is going to be the thing that's going to destroy you if that's what you leave, that's what you're judging it upon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people have to understand that all of this that's going on, the High Holy Days has everything to do with it. It's all involved. They go hand in hand.
That is correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's crucial.
I'm telling you, I was listening to these guys, man. They going round and round. They interrupting one another, you understand? And nobody gets the point put in, you understand? But I don't hear no plan. I really don't. I don't hear no plan from the Buddhists all the way down to the Muslims. What is your plan? We all hear this together. What does your God, whoever you worship, tell you that you need to do in these latter days? Can we admit that these days are the latter days?
Oh, they're not wanting
Brother Donia, they're going to hold on to the last end, to the last end, to the last end. They ain't trying to admit nothing. They won't even admit we the people, but the Most High got a different ending to this.
Told them about that, us being last minute, folks. That's for the club. You understand? That last minute thing can get you cut off. That don't show that you have any, your heart ain't in it. If you got to wait till the last. And the Almighty deals with your heart.
That's right. And you should be earnestly seeking His face.
That is absolutely correct.
But it's all right, Brother Donia. These times is getting ready to come up on this earth. It's going to be like nothing these people have ever seen. And when
correct.
They come up on, they're going to wish that they had observed the high holy days.
That is correct.
They're going to wish that they had some kind of covering and had done it. But it's not too late.
No,
it's not too late for you to get some understanding and starting today
that
and turning away from these heathenistic ways.
That is
getting us lost in the sauce because we lost in the sauce.
You are
like he said, we fumbling around in the darkness trying to find our way.
That is correct.
That's true. Yeah, and you know what? That is the truth. That is so true. We got to get it together, but we will, because guess what? When all hell start breaking loose and the Christians figure out they ain't going nowhere, they're going to be listening. They listening now, but they're going to really be, how you keep the Passover? Well, so maybe we need to keep the Sabbath. Yeah, you need to put them football games down for them little kids and get in the house and keep that Sabbath. That ain't good, girl. Talking about that. I went shopping on Saturday. They had a big sale. Macy's had a big sale. I said, I don't shop on Saturdays. That's not, I don't do that. That's the Sabbath. Oh, well, you missed out. I said, yeah, I just have to miss out.
Can't take it with you. That's all right. We'll leave it here. We need to be spending our money on water and stuff to stock up our households. Instead of standing in line at the department store.
That's correct.
Yeah.
They got clothes in the closet they ain't even wore. Still got the tag on it.
That's true.
Shoes, man. You know, you can't even open up the closet door without all those shoes falling out.
They can't wear but one pair at a time. Can't wear but one pair at a time. You know, and it's like, well, you ain't going to be able to take all that stuff with you, so the money that you spend, because he said we was coming out with great wealth, so you ain't going to be able to carry none of that stuff with you, the Louis Vuitton purses and all the stuff you spending thousands of dollars on, you ain't going to be able to carry none of that stuff with you. Somebody else going to enjoy it. Somebody else going to have it.
That's right.
Absolutely correct. No? Absolutely. It, like you said, it'll all come to you. You know, see, we can't wait till the last minute, man, because that's not showing any faith in the Almighty. That's just doing it because of the fear of what's to come. You understand? Not because of the salvation of the Almighty. You understand? They doing it just, and that's the last minute. You understand? You know. And one thing that's happening now is, They forcing you to become a family. How am I saying that? Is because we got to watch our children every minute. So you got to bring them in before dark. You got to be in the house, man, praying. You understand? Because you don't know what to expect. You understand? So they forcing you. You understand? To come back to the Almighty. They force that. That's a way of the Almighty getting to our psyche. You understand? And forcing us into doing some things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. We can't be hanging out half the night no more. You understand? We don't know when them guys going to. You understand? So they forcing us to become more family oriented. Those that understand. Those that are.
We gathering ourselves, Brother Donia. We gathering ourselves.
That is correct.
Yeah.
See, he gonna move us in a direction of where you're going to have to depend on one another.
That is
you not need each other. Me last days, you're going to need your neighbor.
That is absolutely correct. The Almighty is powerful in his infinite wisdom.
Oh, ain't he though? Perfect.
So he know his people. He know his inheritance. His inheritance is what they call, what they say, you understand, that we are, foolish. We're foolish, that's for lack of a better word. You understand that we don't know when we got it going on. We never knew that the Almighty was our God and that he meant us well. You understand? We want to do it our way.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. And then you got to understand that he's the father. He's the father. And, I mean, he disciplined his children accordingly. As if, like, we are on this earth and we have two siblings that don't get along with each other. You put them in an extra large T-shirt and make them, force them to have to get along with each other.
Okay.
He's going to force us to have to get along with each other.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
need each other. Mm-hmm. He's a father. He's going to make, he's going to discipline his children and say, you're going to act right or else. That's what it is.
Ugly. Ain't that ugly? He sure is. He's going to be like, oh, no, we ain't finna have it. Not under no circumstances we not having it.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to go to him to get something to eat.
That is absolutely correct.
That's right.
You understand? He's not going to let you do the old thing, you understand? Not on his watch. He gave you an opportunity, and you botched it up. Broke, you understand? He put David in place, and that's a... See how foolish David was. He had the choice of any woman out there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But he had to have somebody else's woman.
That's true.
You understand? I'm talking about he had the choice of any woman that he wanted.
That's true. That is something else. I mean, you know, we live and we learn, don't we? We live and we learn.
And right now, we're learning the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You going to get it this time or if? This is it. You going to get
that's
it true. This time or if? There ain't nothing else to it. You out.
That's
correct.
Mm-hmm. We on our way. You know, it's hard for a lot of people to grasp because, like I said, this is all they've ever known. This is all they've ever wanted to know, and they really thought that it stopped here. They were just going to live their life out, and they were just going to die, and there would be the next generation. But you had to figure out that one of the generations would be the last one.
That's correct. No, but they didn't know because, see, remember now, the Almighty took the understanding away from us and gave us Christianity, the Quran, you understand, Buddhism, you understand? So they didn't know, you understand, that they was going to be such a day such as this. They only knew, like you said, to live and die. You understand? That's all they knew. They didn't know. You understand? Because remember, I mean, it ain't like when that the law was in the land. You understand? When we had kings and queens and princes, you understand? And the law was right there before us, and we forsook it. We stuck our finger in the Almighty's eye when we did all of those transgressions, worship other gods. You understand? What they call it? Burn incense to other gods. Look at what Solomon did, man. He had 300 concubines and 1,000 wives, or 1,000 wives and 300 concubines. You understand? And built temples to their gods. In our land, but the land, but the statues of the Almighty was in the land.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we messed just, up. I mean, that's obvious. We messed up real bad, you know.
And we ain't learned nothing since then. I mean, I hope that we have learned something in this forward. That's what the 400-year captivity is all about, sister. You understand? Is that we supposed to learn something out of that. Learn that our forefathers, you understand, did evil and wicked in the eyes of the Almighty with the Lord being in the land. You understand?
Yeah.
If we don't learn nothing, you understand, this is the last, like you said, this is the last go-round. You understand? There will be no more captivities. So you can do that little slimy stuff if you want to. You understand? You're not going into the land. You see what he did to Moshe? You understand?
Yeah, man, he cut him off. That was ugly. Wasn't that ugly? He said, oh, you won't go back. You won't go over.
And all the stuff that he did, man, to gather those folks, to gather them people together, to make a nation, he built that nation. You understand?
And
I mean, I'm not the Almighty, so I don't know how grave his crime was. You understand what I'm saying? But it could not have beat, you understand, the fact that he put all of those folks together. And he called on him from time to time to help him do that. He called on the Almighty to help him do that. But if he could not let Moshe go in the land, imagine what he'll do to one of y'all. Or one of us, or one of me, or me.
Yeah, because Moshe, he considered him to be his friend.
That is absolutely correct.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. This ain't no joke. No. But all we can do, you know, is do the best we can. Like I said, like the brother said yesterday, and I admire him for what he said. He said, when we finally all come together, we're going to see just how many of us it is. Because we scattered right now all over the place, fragmented all over the place. But when the Most High choose to bring us together and let us see ourselves as a nation, it's going to be millions of people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Millions
of
people. Yeah. Don't cheat. That's all I was saying. It's just going to be millions of people, and it's going to be magnificent that is the things that we're gonna have to do. It's just gonna be magnificent.
That's correct.
You know?
And all the people of the earth will know that he is the true and living Elohim, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everybody gonna know it. You understand? And they're gonna be rushing to try to get to grab hold of you, me, and all the people that are trying to get that's gonna try to get out of this mess. You understand? They're gonna be rushing to trying to hold on to us. You understand what I'm saying? But you understand? And it will be up to the Almighty, because see, like we know, you understand? The laws, statutes was given to us that we may spread it about. You understand? You know, so that they will see the what the Almighty will give you once you accept those laws, statutes, and ordinances and commandments. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to go out there preaching.
No. Because guess what? The world going to show them in a minute when the sky turned black and the sirens start going off like they was going off in Dallas, Texas. The whole world going to take notice, because, see, people going around like it ain't nothing going on, and they'll fix it. It's going to be all right. We're going to be able to go back to doing what we're doing. No, this is getting ready to be a game. We've been telling them for the longest.
You're talking about the true and living Elohim, the God of our fathers, the God who made everything. Everything.
Yeah.
He put everything in place. And everything, you know, I was just telling a friend of mine, you understand, he made every creature produces after its own kind.
Mm-hmm.
From human down to the ant. They got red ants that deal with red ants. You know, the Almighty is so powerful beyond compare. Now, who else could have done that? They trying to undermine the Almighty with all kinds of little stupid stuff that they trying to do. You understand? They built the car, the airplane, and that's you know, to me those things are not really necessary. You understand? It's not a need for those things, because what they did in ancient times, man, they got on their mule and got to stepping. You understand what I'm saying? And they went from this place to other place. You understand? Giving the Almighty praise and honor and glory in on their trip. You understand? You know, this right here, if a plane takes one life, it's not a good thing. If a car kills one or takes one life, it's not a good thing. You people, you know, you understand? Science, I'm telling you, I'm not for science. I'm for the what they call it, necessity is the mother of invention. Like if you toting wood back and forth, you understand, and you come up with a wheelbarrow so you can tote the wood, that's a necessity. I'm just saying, you know, it's a simpler way of life. It's not no difficult thing. You know, when they started with all of this stuff, now they got robots, man, that knock people out of work, man.
That's true.
You understand? He's talking about he's going to bring back manufacturing, but they got robots to do the manufacturing. You understand? The people ain't going to have nothing to do with that.
Well, that's true. That is so very true, Brother Donia. But you know what? I didn't want to stay on here all day. I just wanted to give us a chance to connect for the High Holy Day, because this is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We had a holy convocation. The scriptures say we're supposed to come together. And since we live in different cities, it's very difficult to do that. So we wanted to do that today and have a high, you know, to come together and talk about the High Holy Day. So I just wanted to do that and give us a chance to, you know, connect for the day. And, you know, I want everybody to enjoy their first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread and just relax, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, if you want to continue to talk, we can, but I didn't want, you know, I wasn't going to do a whole show.
Oh, that's
know.
Fine. That's fine. I'm all right with it. But I wanted to ask a question. Is are we having classes the next 2 days?
Yes, sir. We're going to still have classes the next 2 days. Yes,
all
sir.
Right, then, you understand, I can go on and on and on, but, you know.
Yes, sir. We're going to have classes the next 2 days. We're going to come together. That's how we're going to do it, and we will definitely be connecting with each other on that day, and we will I just want to thank you for your contribution today, Brother Donny. I appreciate that. And tell everybody we say shalom, shalom, and we'll see you guys on Sunday or at the class if you come to the class on Wednesday. Shalom, shalom, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on this convocation for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.